Unit 16. Rewards for Li Meng and Xiao Hong.
Part 1. Listen, read, and act. Have you ever been interviewed by a newspaper reporter? Or a radio station? Or even a TV station? What would it be like? What questions would they ask? How would you answer the questions, especially the difficult ones? Here are two interviews. Let's find out how they do it. Interview 1. This is Andrew Williams from ASAA TV station. We're now at Johnson Secondary School, where a special school assembly is being held to celebrate some of the special achievements of some students here. The Lord Mayor of Adelaide, Mr. Alfred Huang, is the guest of honour at this assembly. Now, we'd like to interview two talented students from China.
Hello, nice to meet you, Li Meng and Xiao Hong. Have I got your names correct?
Yes, fine. Nice to meet you.
I hear you're brother and sister from China.
That's right. We've been here for almost a year now.
Today, Mr. Hung presented you with a special achievement certificate for being chosen in the state representative soccer team. That's the under-15 boys state team. My congratulations. Now, how do you feel?
Thank you. I feel very excited. It's a great honor and also a big challenge. I'm looking forward to meeting the new team members and training with them.
I've heard that you've been playing soccer for a number of years now. What have you learned from playing soccer?
Yeah, I've been playing soccer since I was 6 years old. What have I learned? Fair play, team spirit, good sportsmanship, and lots of things.
Thank you, Li Meng. Now, Xiao Hong, my congratulations also to you. You've been presented with a special achievement certificate for winning a $10,000 scholarship.
Thank you. I really feel honored.
With this scholarship, you'll be able to study in a special art school, right?
Yes, that's what I was told.
You must have lots of talents in art, Xiao Hong.
I don't know about that, but I've been drawing for many years. It's my long-time hobby.
Just one more question. Do you two feel homesick?
Well, a little bit. But our homestay family is so nice and warm that we feel quite at home here.
Thank you very much. This is another example of the great things Chinese students are doing in Australian schools. My congratulations again, and keep up your efforts. This is Andrew Williams reporting from...
Part 4. Listen, read, and act. Interview 2. A local newspaper is also interviewing Li Meng and Xiao Hong. Let's see what they're talking about.
Now, Mr. Huang asked to speak with you two. Is it okay if you share with us what you talked about?
Of course. Mr. Huang told us that he was very proud of our achievement and that he was sure our family would be proud too.
He also told us about famous heart surgeon Dr. Victor Chang.
Yes, Dr. Victor Chang is highly respected and loved here in Australia. The whole country was very sad when he died.
I really admire what he did. He's a man who never stopped trying.
Yeah, he decided to become doctor at the age of 15. When his mother died of cancer, he followed dream all the way through.
Yes, he was a great man. He saved so many people's lives during the 1980s. and in the early 1990s until he died. Now, what else did Mr. Huang tell you?
He told us that Chinese people have a long history of impressive achievements in Australia and encouraged us to work hard.
Yeah, he also mentioned Wilson Wu, a successful businessman, and Dr. Anita Mack, a senior lecturer at the University of Canberra.
We really admire them. I hope we can achieve great things too.
You will if you keep on trying. I see a bright future in front of you.
Thank you. We always remember these inspiring people and following their footsteps.
Thank you very much for your time, and once again, my congratulations.
Part 11. Listen, read, and learn.
What is a scholarship? Scholarships are financial aids to help academically able people further their education. Every year, many universities and colleges in many parts of the world follow a long tradition of ensuring that students get access to these scholarships. This allows more students to gain the full benefits of good education. A scholarship is a financial award for students who want to attend private secondary schools or undergraduates who want to study at private and public colleges. This financial award or scholarship is given in recognition of past or potential academic achievements. In most instances, students can only qualify for scholarships if they can show that they are in financial need as well. A scholarship usually does not require repayment. Although most undergraduate scholarships are awarded to full-time students at four-year colleges or universities, a considerable number of the scholarships are for students who attend business, technical, library, science, art, nursing, and vocational schools and second-year colleges. Every year, there are millions of scholarship programs out there. The key is knowing how to work your way through the ones that you qualify for and the ones you do not. There are many scholarship opportunities available. You should research as many funding sources as you can. Many scholarships have similar criteria for their awards. By maintaining a high-grade point average, staying as active as possible in your and extracurricular activities, evaluating and cataloguing your personal and professional strengths, and setting future goals for your education and career, you will have more chances to get a scholarship. Once you are certain that you meet qualifications to apply, you should be careful with the application process by clearly expressing and explaining all your qualifying factors. It is always a good idea to ask for the assistance of a school advisor, counselor, or professors when applying for a scholarship. You need to start to build a network of professionals and educators who are willing to advise you, write recommendations, proofread your applications and essays, and guide you through the application process. You should also know that only about 30% of the students who apply for funding are awarded a scholarship. This means it is a competitive process, so caution must be taken when applying to give yourself the best possible advantage. However, failing to get a scholarship doesn't mean you won't have a chance in the following year. So keep on trying, and do not lose heart. You may get a scholarship someday.